Are you a small black-owned business that wants to move to the next level? Are you looking for a business mentor, office space, access to markets and funding? Do you want to learn business strategies to help you build a sustainable business? Then the Black Umbrellas Incubation Program is for you. Visit www.blackumbrellas.org to find out more. Black Umbrellas, developing Africa's future black businesses together.
Wonderful day to you. Thank you so much for joining me here today on Tax FM 107.2. I am Lennox Osara, and I'm not alone because I'm joined by Tsegofatso Maloka, who is a CA and CEO of BTM Edu Pty. She started her career at KPMG as an article clerk. After she completed her article, she moved to corporate, where she held senior executive positions at different blue chip companies such as MTN, Standard Bank, and RMB Corporate Investment Banking. She was also board member, audit and risk committee member, and HR and remuneration committee member of USAASA. Always has a passion to become an entrepreneur. At some point of her career and her personal growth, and she decided she would contribute to the current economy by alleviating unemployment and by empowering other aspiring young and women entrepreneurs in particular. And now, as the CEO of BTM Edu, where she is currently employed women in the majority, her business is doing well, and she joins me today. How are you doing, Tsegofatso?
I'm good, good. Thank you for having me.
Incredible. I mean, for a CA to pivot so many roles, I wonder why did you start your business, particularly that you decided to start?
It was like took forever to jump, but finally I jumped. So I always wanted to be an entrepreneur and just to make some contribution into our community, especially young young ladies. So yeah, that's the main reason why I jumped, and obviously to leave a legacy for my kids. Those were the two main things that made me leave corporate and just say, okay, let me start a business and do this thing.
Wow, and your business is doing a lot of work. As you say, you want to contribute to South Africa. Tell us a little bit more about what exactly are you doing within your business?
Yes, so BTM Edu has been around for more than 4 years now. And what BTM Edu does is like we're a one-stop shop for educational material.
Right.
So we just make sure that client gets everything educational-wise that they want in one place at very affordable prices. So what we sell stationery like to schools. We also sell textbooks for schools and tertiary institutions, and office equipment, office stationery supplies like the ink, the computers, the printers, and everything. And we also sell educational toys.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that's, of course, a contribution that you're making towards education, particularly people getting access to what they need to do well in their academic endeavors, which is incredibly profound from an educational front, of course. But where did you hear about Black Umbrellas? Because I know you're not on this journey by yourself. You are part of their program. How did you hear about them?
Oh, that's really okay. Actually, I heard it from my hubby. He went for some mining exhibition in Northwest,
right,
and Black Umbrella was there. So obviously, they talked about them. He just had this thing that it will be something that I will be interested in. So he brought the brochure, and I googled it just to understand exactly what they're all about. I called them, arranged a meeting, said, and just talking to them, I like their idea, I like what they do for businesses, and I think that was exactly what I needed at that time. So, yeah, that's how I joined them. And the reason why I joined, at that point, I think my business was stagnant. Mm. I just needed a push to the next level. And it was just a perfect fit for me. So that's exactly what I wanted at that point in time. So, yeah, that's why I joined them.
Okay, that's good. I mean, joining them is one thing, and then, you know, being part of the program is another thing. And you're part of the program. Wondering, what exactly are you getting out of this deal? What's in it for you?
Yeah, a lot. I've gained so much in this short space of time.
Yeah.
So before I joined them, I only focused on government schools in Gauteng.
Yeah.
But after joining them, obviously, we now have four more customer segments, which is corporate, where we sell computers and office equipment and office stationery. And then we also sell to private schools now. You know, private schools, normally you get the private parents will get the list of what you need to buy. So we'll package all the stationery and textbook nicely per school requirements, and we sell those packages as well. We also sell to tertiary institutions, stationery and textbooks, and we also sell to creches, those educational toys. So, yeah. And another thing that I'm benefiting from them is their beautiful offices where we rent at a very reasonable rate. So, yeah. Those are the main, I've gained so much from them.
This show is brought to you by Black Umbrellas.
Just out of curiosity, I mean, one wonders, you're a CA by profession, and, you know, becoming a CA in South Africa is not an easy road. You know, it's a difficult journey. One would think that, you know, once you get into this entrepreneurial space, you would somewhat thrive or you would glide quite well because, you know, it wouldn't be perhaps as difficult as, you know, studying to be a CA. Have you seen a bit of a difference between being an entrepreneur and being a being a professional in a discipline?
Explain more. What do you mean?
In the sense that your journey, maybe perhaps did you feel as though you would be it would be a lot easier for you to be an entrepreneur, considering you've been through a difficult process of being a CA.
Yeah, like you would have seen. I mean, one thing about like you don't know everything, you know. There are some things where you just need help from some other people. And one thing about being an entrepreneur, don't be too proud to ask for assistance.
Yeah.
And me being a CA, I was saying, okay, I've seen it all. I mean, I've worked everywhere. But there are some things where you don't know, you know, so you need help. So when you need help, don't be proud.
Mm-hmm.
Look for assistance, ask for assistance. And people are always willing. I mean, the Black Umbrellas, they are always there to assist with everything. You know, where they can, they'll assist.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
That's interesting. So regardless of how qualified somebody is, you still need to be in community, and Black Umbrella certainly brings that community to you, like they've done to you in your case as a CA, and you're certainly benefiting from that. Now, what is your advice to other businesses that are looking for support at this point in time?
Yeah, my message is it doesn't matter how big or how small your business is. It doesn't matter how well you know your product. If you need a push, you just need another eye, another perspective, you know?
Right.
Call them. I mean, you have nothing to lose. Call them and see what they can offer for your business. And if it's something that can move your business to the next level, join them. You have nothing to lose.
Definitely. I also agree with that. I mean, you are certainly a beneficiary of this, and you know, through your story about how it's their involvement has changed your operations somewhat in a positive light.
Sure.
Certainly exciting. Wondering, you've done well so far. What's next for your business?
Obviously, to grow into these other four customer segments that I've identified, and please, tax community support us.
For sure, you have our support. I'll be coming to get some stationery, I promise you.
Please. You are our target market. Please.
Yeah.
So please support. We are more like your Uber East, but obviously we sell. We Uber stationery and textbooks and educational toys. So, yeah, so we just want to grow that segment and,
All right, growth it is indeed. And, of course, the University of Pretoria and the students will certainly stand by you in that regard. How can people get in touch with you, for example, now if somebody's listening and like, all right, well, I need your assistance. How can we get in touch with you?
It's very, very easy. We do have a website. So our website is www.bkmedu.co.za. Or you can just pop an email, maybe send a list of what you need at admin@btmedu.co.za. Or you can even WhatsApp your list. of what you need on 072-554-1012. So it's very easy. You send your list, you record, you process the list, and then we deliver at your doorstep. That's easy like that.
That's wonderful. Before I let you go, I know that you're really passionate about women entrepreneurs. Your thoughts around what you think is the need and how best, we can get more women entrepreneurs really in the space of entrepreneurship?
Yeah, I mean, like out there, we have so many talented, hardworking young women that just need our support in every way, So, I mean, help, assist any way you can.
Absolutely.
Assist them, yes, yeah.
Well, that certainly appreciate that, and also appreciate you joining me today and also sharing your insights about your journey, and one that's unfolding pretty well. So I'm excited to see how it will certainly play out for you.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time, guys. And please support.
Of course, you have our support. She certainly has our support here on Tux FM, and as well as the University of Pretoria. That was Tekofatso Maloka, who is a CA by profession, but took the journey to pursue her passion for entrepreneurship. She's currently the chief executive officer of BTM Edu Pty Limited Company, doing a lot of work to get education materials to students across South Africa.
Black Umbrellas, developing Africa's future black businesses together.